on a journey. From the beach to the dance floor, Chicane presents Sunsets.
People, welcome back to my secret studio hideout by the sea for another episode of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane. I hope you're well. I've been very busy. I've been at the Royal Festival Hall this week doing a technical assessment of the mad big symphonic show we're doing. I've got a cold. I've got a bit of a cold. And what else? We've got a couple of shows, back-to-back shows on the Isle of Wight, where I live, this weekend. So we've been busy. But back to the Sunsets hot seat, guys. Every 7 days, I spend an hour bringing you the sound of the beach to your radio, your car, your phone, or your headphones as we pick out some weird and wonderful music from right across the musical spectrum. Now, on this week's show, I'm going to play you stuff from Tori Amos, BT, Tim Green, Clur, The Art of Noise, that's a classic, and a few more. And of course, the soundtrack selection this week comes from a movie from 2014. And I've got another world first play of one of mine from the Beatles album, but we're going to start off another one of mine. This is called The Belief.
Thank you. This is Sunsets. 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 Sunsets.
Sleepy time. This is not real. this is not really happening. You bet your life it is.
An alternative classic there from 1994, Tori Amos on Cornflake Girl. Her most successful record here in the UK, and that was until a certain Armin van Helden got his hands on Professional Video and turned it into just a monster. And we also heard something from my old mate BT, Where the Sun Meets the Sea. In fact, I saw a tweet from him. He is on a proper January get into fitness regime. He's doing all sorts of push-ups. He's looking fit as a fiddle. And I was going to reply and say my right arm is done a lot of exercise, moving the TV remote and then picking up a drink. And anyway, yeah. So a bit of BT there. Now, Going to play you this, which is another exclusive from the forthcoming Beatless album, guys. This is Day One, which is very loosely based upon Right Here, Right Now, which is my very first record. Have a listen to it. Hope you like it. So that was the first ever play of the Beatless version of Day One, straight out of the studio computer and onto the shoe. You're the first to hear that, so please let me know what you think by dropping me a message on the socials. And I was just talking to Andy, my producer, about the Beatless album, and it's really interesting. Now, I started looking at this end of last year going into January, and I thought it'd be really simple. We're just going to take the drums off. Oh, no. Silly me. They've needed complete and utter remixing. And when I took the drums off, there was clicks and pops and stuff that the drums were hiding and the vocals were too loud. And so this has taken slightly longer to put together. Listen, that album will be coming to you shortly. I hope you like how it sounds. Now, if you do like more than just writing a social comment, perhaps you'd like to appear on the show. All you need to do to take part on our soundtrack selection feature. Regular listeners know this part of the show, guys. We ask you to call the voicemail line and tell us about your favourite piece of soundtrack music. It can be in any style, any age, from any film, TV, computer game, or advert. We're looking for some new callers this week, so if you'd like to get involved, don't be shy. Pick something interesting and call +44 800 7765 112. This week's caller is Steve from Lancashire here in the UK. Thank you for being this week's guest, Steve. Take it away.
Hey, Nick, this is Steve. A very tired Steve. I've just had a long journey home from work. Could you play Not About Angels by Birdie from the film The Fault in Our Stars? It's a nice song. She's got a haunting voice and she's great on the piano, and it's just a nice piece of music. That's it. Keeping it short. Thank you. Goodbye.
We know full well there's just time. So is it wrong to dance this line? If your heart was full of love, could you give it up? Cause what about angels? They will come, they will go, make us special. Oh. Don't give me up. Don't give me up. How unfair, it's just our love. Found something out of touch. But if you'd search the whole wide world, oh, would you dare to let it go? Cause what about
show by calling +44 800 7765 112. is Chicane.
That came out a couple of days ago. It's by New York's ISME and Coastlines. It's called Strangers. Before that was one of mine, All This Time Alone. from my 2023 album, nevertheless. And Tim Green from London with a tune called It's Only Lightning. Before those three, we had this week's soundtrack selection, a rather beautiful piece of music from Jasmine Lucilla Elizabeth Jennifer Van de Beauregard. Oh my days! More simply known as Birdie. That was a track that she wrote specifically for the 2014 film Fault in Our Stars, and it's called Not About Angels. I'm quite pleased I managed to get through that name without cocking that up, actually. It's very unusual. If you'd like to have a go yourself, and we would love you to record a message, all you have to do is call the voicemail line, leave us a message saying who you are, where you are, and what you'd like to pick and why. Make sure it's actually something from a soundtrack and not just a regular tune. It's got to be from a film, a TV show, a computer game, etc. The number to call is +44 800 7765 112. Right, we're flying off to Sweden next. This is something brand new on the Colorize label, which should be out today. It's by Clur and it's called Sequoia.
to turn up the tempo with Nick Chicane.
This is Sunset.
Okay, you might recognise that brand new version of Café Del Mar by an act called Deep Cry. I was just thinking, I'm not too sure how many mixes over the years we've had of Café Del Mar. We could probably fill two albums, I guess. So Café Del Mar, it was made famous in the late 90s as a trance album by an act called Energy 52, guys. But it's based on a piece of music called Struggle for Pleasure, originally composed by Belgium composer Wim Mertens. Now, not many of you people realise it's actually a kind of a cover, so that's very interesting. Also, while I'm at it, Robert Miles Children is based on something that people think it's an original piece, and it's not. It's very loosely based on a Russian piece. Go and look that up. Before that, was a couple of new ones we had. High On You by SNS8 and Lout, and Clur with Sequoia. They are both out on the Colorized label, people. Thank you for joining me for the 425th episode of Sunsets, guys. I hope you enjoyed a little rest from the madness. I'm afraid that's all we've got time for this week. I will be back in 7 days' time. And if you're not already subscribed, go to your favourite podcast app and listen again to the show for free whenever you want or wherever you want. Keep in touch with me at all the socials, facebook.com/chicanemusic or X, TikTok and Instagram at Nick Chicane. Right, so there's been quite a bit of new music on this week's show. I'm going to leave you with something completely different. I stumbled across this on YouTube, as I tend to flick through YouTube before I go to bed at night. And this is from 1984. This is Trevor Horn and Anne Dudley, better known as the Art of Noise. And this is Close to the Edit. See you next week, guys.
Track listing for this week's show at facebook.com/chicanemusic.
Sunsets is a Distorted production.
This is distorted.com.